que fue de la risa. Pas lechecho. I think I want to name one of the big tzaddikim. I think it's Mendel of Limina. Says that between passages Bereishis and Noach and Lechecho, he feels a difference, like a difference between a Yid and a Goy. Because Bereishis and Noach, in the form of Avraham Avinu, was a scholar that asked him to go good, like his book was Makarav to be a Yid. So the third part of Bereishis and Noach is before Hagam. About Avraham Avinu's birth before Parshas Noach, over the dibba, the scarves of Avraham Avinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was the Parshas Lech Lecho. From Parshas Lech Lecho, he feels between Parshas Noach and Lech Lecho, like a guy would feel before the guidance and after the guidance. You know, to start with, there's a small dvar halucha on the Parsha. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mavtiach to Avraham Avinu, va'avadechu va'eschu le'goygud va'eschu le'goygudoy va'avadechu va'gad b'shemeich v'hayay b'ruchu. So Rashi says, and one of the truth is va'eschu le'goygudoy zeh she'omim melekai Avruam, Yidnu Moseh lekai Avruam, va'avadechu zeh she'omim melekai Yitzchak, Moseh lekai Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu would be referred to the name of Kodesh Baruch in the world, and many people would say when they describe Kodesh Baruch, they say Lekai Avraham, and Klali Tzul B'Imam Shechdat Lo Yilavuet, and the same thing with Yitzchak, same thing with Yaakov. That's the Bruch. Yochel Yichoyis V'Mikilam. So we have a minute that one should say Bulek Ato Hashem, Bulek Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. אבל לא יודע בהיי ברוך בחור חויס מבלוי בהם תחסים את הברוך אבל הוא רוצה יבוד את אף ראשם הוא לא יוצא מוגן אברוהם אינות מוגן יצחק מיאנק באמת אז תמור 18 דהלוך הספסנית ברכס אובס צור כמונה דפרס בוח 18 צור כמונה מקר דן אז שבחוי זה ונאב כמונה בדמאס הוא יפסנית ונאב חוי זה. So I want to think a bit about the kid in Birchas Uvus. The Gemara says, "Bruchas af memon mit bais, Rav Oma, kol bruchas she'ayin im Hashem." If the person wants to make a brucha, what boy for your eyes? It says, "Budich aftu melech roida boy for your eyes." Rav says, "It's not yotzer why because it didn't say Hashem. To say a brucha, you have to say budich aftu Hashem." To Meshabayach, who are you being Meshabayach? Kodesh Baruch, you have to say Hashem. If you could say also Belushin Aramish, Eloku, Elokunu. But as long as you mention Kodesh Baruch His name, you're Yoytze the Bruch. Rabbi Yochanan is Moisif. Kol Bruch Hashem im Hashem im Malchus Ein Bruch. You have to say Bruch Atu Hashem. Not enough, even though we know who you're being Meshabayach. You have to say by the Bruch of Melech Hu'elam, Kodesh Baruch is the Melech Hu'elam. If a person would say Bruch Atu Hashem, Elekaini, boy the pretty white, will not be yet to call Rabbi Yochanan. So, the Tosfos brings the Shem Hodi that we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, that one has to say Shem im Malchus. Kol Bruchah she'ayinim Hashem im Malchus, also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Kol is Orchaim, Kol Bruchah she'ayinim Hashem im Malchus, ayin a Bruch. Actually, the halachas adds another thing. Melech is not enough. Melech. Melech of what? One has to say, Bulech Ato Hashem Elekaini Melech Hu Oilem. If I would say, Bulech Ato Hashem Elekaini Melech, one also wouldn't be Yotze. That is what, but Mishnah Bridget brings down in name of the Even Hu Oilem, he is Chayyid. He says, if one says, Bulech Ato Hashem Elekaini Melech, one would be Yotze. One doesn't need to add Melech Hu Oilem. And he brings a few of the ayahs, the Even Oilem. One of his lies is, because he brings it on the Yishalmi says, where do we learn out this din? One needs to say, Shemi Malchus. And it says, Adoy Mimchu Elekai HaMelech, Abi Mishabayach Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Avochu Shimchu Lo Elam Buet. Hashem Imalchus. Doesn't say that. Even though it says, it doesn't say that. And therefore, from there we see who Olam is not necessary. If one doesn't say Olam, one still yotze the zohar. The Bi Halucha wants to be mechalif, and he thinks that he found in Shulchan Aruch Chodav makes this chalif that if one says Hamelech, one is yotze even without Olam, because Hamelech means the king, the king, which we mean, if there's many kings, so the king means the king of the king Melech Maruch Amluchem. So therefore, it's obviously Melech Oelam. But when that says Ruch Ato Hashem Elekayin in Melech, it's still a Yosef. It doesn't mean he is the Melech. It can be many Meluchem. Therefore, he says that this level of the Aluchem passes. If one says Ruch Ato Hashem Elekayin HaMelech, one's Yosef, even though one doesn't say Oelam. And if one says Ruch Ato Hashem Elekayni, and Melech doesn't say Oelam, then the Mishnah is the Bialucha Pastens, the one is not Yotzer. Maybe you have to say Melech Oelam or HaMelech. So this is asked the Akasha. Say the first Bruch, Mishmanesa, Urech Atu Hashem, Elekayni. The whole bruch of Shemogin Avrom, we don't find anywhere mentioned Melech. Melech Oishia, Melech Oishia, Emeshia, Emugai. Chemus is right. Of a second round, it's nicht in the Nisach Avruch of Burech Atu Hashem. I'd have to say Burech Atu Hashem, Melechaini Melech Oishom, or Burech Atu Hashem. Melech Mogen Avram, either by the Tzich or by the Chassim. But the Halukh is, he has to say Hashem and Melech. Hashem and Melech. If you just say Hashem, it's not enough. You have to say the Halukh. It's all Bruch Hashem Hashem in Malchus, Aine Bruch. The first is, says it, says it. If you say Elekai Avruam, it's enough. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was the one who was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the whole of the Kol HaBriyim. And the Chazal said, "Hoy Udom Shekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Udon, Af Shabu Avraham Avinu, and his Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Udon." Therefore, one says that the Kai Avraham. What does that mean? How that he was the God of Avraham. Avraham Avinu was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's the same as saying Melech Oelam. Ask in the Kach. That's the Taisha says in Bruchat Avraham Mizbah. The Dosh is a different sentence. The Dosh says, if you say Hukayin Hagudon, that is the same as saying Melech. The Dosh says, if you say Hukayin Hagudon, there's a difference between Taisha and the Dosh. According to Taisha, if I would say Bulech Abdu Hashem Elekayni Elekay Abduam, Bulech Yuvat, I would be yes, it's the same as saying Melech. According to the Rosh, the one says, Mulech Atu Hashem, Elekayni, Yukayin Hagudayim, by the three wives, it would also be Yotze. So the Chizur says that we can remember this in the Pusha. Ve'eschu legoi gudayim, Abadechu, Vagav, Vashemechu, when we say, Elekay, Avudom, Elekay, Yitzchak, Elekay, Yankes, but it's not now, I have to say Melech. So the Pusha adds on, Ve'ayayi Brucha, Yom Azraig of Avraham Avinu of Imam Lechakodesh Baruch Hu will be after the Kach. They will say your name. That will make the Bruch into a Bruch, even though he didn't say Melech. But because you mentioned Avraham Avinu's name, that's the same as saying Melech. So the Beis Yosef says that the Kan Yeshomer, why, even though he didn't say Melech, since we say Hakodesh Baruch Hu is the Udan HaKol, he takes in the Shomers of the people and will bring them back. He created them. And it'll be minus and a machai, then that's the same as saying Melech. So that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Adon HaKohen Melech Malach HaMelech. This is the Beis Yosef says why the kind of Shomer there's no Melech. Oh. So the Chizur brings to Shem the Toises Yom Tov according, this name is according to the Pshat of the of Toises. According to the Pshat of the Rosh, the Kail HaGudr is Yom Kohen Melech. So he brings to the Toises Yom Tov the name is. Before I brought up on the Yishalmi that he learns out where do we know this din? I have to say Shem Malchus. It says that a Mimcho Elekai HaMelech, Abaruch Hashem Chol Elibot. So Pshat is it. A Mimcho Elekai HaMelech, any Bruch needs to have Melech, Abaruch Hashem Chol Elibot, needs to have Melech and Shem. שחקש בכל יום הבוחק הוא every day הוא דם דרך השמנסה והבוח השם חול לא ילבו אדי עוד יסי בו לך עצמו השם ולכה ודוי יצא מלך תלציז גודל השם מלמוד צים שסי הוא כאי הגודל that is במקוי מלכת That's the title of the Tzaddik. And what about the bruche? So he gives the eitzah to make the bruche. You can't stop say burach atosh shem melech hashem says we'll have the shchale menu iser because maybe it's putem in a chalas. That's the bruche levatul. They try to find the eitzah where one could make the bruche, but not the over the iser of bruche levatul. So there is a eitzah. Usually we say some bruches local. So that's the minute. But there is something that some poskim have a eitzah. They say bruche chmune. The blessing of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Muda the Alma Melech of the whole world, who created this path, for example, who commanded that the Hafash Chalam Nisa. But there's a problem because if you say that even if you say Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, Belush Narami, you also Oyvel Sista Hashem Nekechol Hashav, it's the same Issa making a Baruch Hu Levatul. The Pesach Chiva brings from a cipher, Kabbalah Medaboysa, Va'aitza. To say the psikim of Ayavudach Dove, which is the pusik, Ayavudach Dove, the Hashem Ayin Korkoi, and those both Avrakai and Sol Levini, Ma'odem Adoylam, Chua Hashem Adil, and Agmid, and Tzvei Yisrael, Chua Hashem Amamluchu, and then to finish off, Asher Kitshuni, Ben Mitzvei Yisrael, and Tzivuni, and Hafesh Chal Amin Yisrael. So, you've made the Bruch, Bruch Hafesh Hashem. It's not like a Tchelet Zeke Bruch, why? Because you're a Mavsik in Middle, saying the Chua Hashem Adil. But the Mavsik, the Aluche is, if I make the Bruch, and one's not mastering anything that's not negea to the subject. For example, if I say, Wudach Atu Hashem, and I start giving a bakusho, or giving a shvach to Kodesh Baruch, and it's not negea to the godliness of a Kodesh Baruch you created, or anything that's negea to this bruch, it's a hefty. But here I say, Wudach Atu Hashem, Nekayis, Rebim, Chua Hashem, Agdilu, Vagdilu, and then I say, you're the godliness of a Kodesh Baruch you were so great, you commanded me, Lahavash Chalam and Issa. It's considered as if the Buddha after Hashem is connected to the Hashem Shulim Mitzvah to Mitzvuni. One is yoked to the Bruch of the Yevit. There's no problem of being saying a Bruch of the Batuli because I said the Pustik. By Buruch Dumin, Buruch after Hashem, and I can call no Chashav's Bruch of the Batuli. The Pesach Chiva says that the Shem is Shem in Malchus because we say also the Chashem Hashem Adilu, HaMamluchu, so have Shem in Malchus. And then one carries on to say the bruch. The master, the Shlomo Zalman Oibach, spoke down the Shmoy. His meaning was also to misnai like the eitzah of the Pesach Chiva. To say, the Sovet Bruch Hu Avoch Dov the Shem Lairik HaKuol. But he says that the meaning of Oilam is not like the Pesach Chiva says, to say, Til Lechu Hashem HaMamluchu, in order to gain the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be a Bruch Hu to say Shem Malchus, but even before that, to say Hashem Yishuv Mitzvah Yishuv Mitzvah Yishuv Mitzvah. So then there's a problem, if you didn't mention Malchus, the Bruch Hu Sh'ayinim Hashem Malchus, Ayinim Bruch Hu. So it says the Chiddush, that if you say Uvini is also Bimkor Malchus. Which is a bit of a Chiddush, to say that Uvini is Bimkor Malchus. So that's what Moshe Mizam Neubach says, according to the Minig Olam, one has to say that the Vini is Bimkai Malchus, and then will come out the Chiddush. If someone would say, Vulek Atu Hashem, Uvini Boide Periwai, so Avu Olam Boide Periwai, so what will also be Yeshu, because that will be Bimkai Melech. There is an item of the Mach Mechaim, to say, Vulek Atu Hashem, Lamdaini Chikechu, Asher Kishun Mitzvah Yisribuni, Laaf Eshchalo. But Moshe Mizam Neubach says that it's a problem because there Lamdai Nechakeichu could be a hefsek because Lamdai Nechakeichu is the shtickle tzvile HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be choy nimdaas to toyze and therefore it's a hefsek to the ending of the bruch of Hashayinke but Avudach Dumid is called kilo shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore there's no hefsek But I must add, it's not, even to say Vavur Chtov, it is not by every bruch. If it says clearly in the Paskim, it's a Suvik bruch, and there is a Hunkel, then one shouldn't do the Aitzu by Vavur Chtov, because even though the Amis is not a Bukhla Vatsula, but Shlemi Zahm Neubach says it's still a Zilzul, still a Zilzul in Kovat Lashem Shemaim, and therefore if the Paskim says clearly it's a Suvik bruch of the Hunkel, then one shouldn't do this Aitzu by Vavur Chtov. The only item by Bukhtovit is Bimkoi when there's maybe a bit of student to be Machmeh, when it's not clear what the Aluche is, then one could use this item saying by Bukhtovit. Just to finish off this, then with the Chiddush of the Igris Moshe, in Oyer Chaim Chaylik by Simonim, speaks about there, about Koifer who made the Bukhtovit. The Chadum, I think it says conservative reform. The Shaila was he has to be with him somewhere. If he can be Muhammad, then with the Bruch has to be Moiti someone else. Number one Shaila. Second Shaila to answer Omein. And in another Shaila, another Chalik on the Cypher, he discusses if the Koiva comes to a Shil. And he comes to a Shil, whether it's in the family, similar, whatever it should be. And with the Muhammad and with an Aliyah, he knows how to make a Bruch. So he says, a Chedish, based on the Halucha of the Rambam, that if Amin, right aside the Torah, the din is, you're allowed to burn it, the shal, if you're allowed to with the mitzvah, because I did not school as Hashem. The school as Hashem, but she wrote, I have not got a din of Shem, since he didn't mean it, l'shem Hashem. So therefore, he says the Chiddush, since the din of Bruch, and he said Shem in Ma'uchet, since to him, the Shem of Hashem doesn't mean the Shem of Hashem. Melech to him doesn't mean Melech, doesn't believe HaKadosh Baruch is the Melech Olam. That was the din of a brocha she'ainim Hashem im malchus, and that was the brocha. Kol brocha she'ainim Hashem im malchus, ainim brocha. But meile, if a koifer makes a brocha, there's no in his hands or man, it's not a brocha. Why can't I be yoitzim on the brocha? And also, he says, you can't be koided and netoided, because the din, the kriyas are toided, needs to have a brocha. If there's no brocha, when you get chillak upon him, every shtickle has to be a brocha. And therefore, if you're kaiser, the kaiser, this is a bruch. But the Torah told him in this case, it's a chilek, if it's a oibel, it's a oven. He believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's oibel, it's a oven. In other words, he's not a skabba on the tahab, if he doesn't do it, the hachel, because he's a kaiser, then it is a sham bruch. That's what he discusses, the plut of dinim. Hashem kind of mean, some of the chunas are a kaiser, is his bruchah aren't considered a bruchah even though he said the nitzcha bruchah, because it's considered a bruchah she'ayin im Hashem malchus ayin a bruchah. So for the bottom lech lecho, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Abu Mini lech lecho ma'arz lecho ma'lal lecho mi'bayis tzavichu, the Rashi says lech lecho the Nisoyan of going to Tisun is an Otzchu L'Toy Voschu. Bamerson by Pashu Zakai, the author says Lech Lechu Alei Tameliyu. The Medrash is Mazhu with the two Nisoyanis together because it is the same Lushan Lech Lechu. Then the Mepharshim speak about what is Lushan Lech Lechu. First of all, the first Kash is Zmuchlal Kash, if it's an Otzchu L'Toy Voschu, what's in the story? So I saw brought down the Chagah Hashem, the Briskeru, at the beginning of the Second World War. Somebody went to his house and he saw him sitting and he was thinking to himself and he said it loud, Lechachu Ma'arz 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 Ma'arz. What's in the story? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lechachu Ma'arz Ma'arz Ma'arz. So of course he'll be Mekayim. From here, he said loud, from here we see, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lechum Aschu, about Gulis, the going Gulis, is still in Yisrael, even if it's on the Aschu, the Toiv Aschu, the common Toiv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gedav, and it's the inning of a Gulis, the Shrein Yisrael. So he was referring to himself, even though he believes the Minish Shalayim, that the war is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lech Lechum, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Toiv, it's still the inning of Gulis, is in Yisrael, Lech Lechum is in Yisrael. But in the deal of the word lech lechu, so a few svudim say one pshat. The ending of the gulis is a chav magit. Kvelach zaga dashi brings ma'at is telling the rebbe ma'at the mumma ma'at ma'at the shem gulis the chasigim it's machaper gulis is a chav magit. However, it's a binyan neshama. Chol ma'agev is binyan neshama. Then ta'achnua, eskar v'tashan, ba'eskol egoi gudoy, ragab v'shemechu, b'zeicha to mimamid, kral yisruel. So, because Boche was medamid here, an Indian, which is a gaya to kol kral yisruel. A person has missed Tzivim, so there's a different way. There's two different ways how a person can look at the end of Torah and Mitzvahs. One way is Ba'amis and his and you know Olam Hazeh. But the master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzav et tzivim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs, it's mekayem the mitzvahs well, in order to be yotzei d'chov, in order to be oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ba'emes, his main needs, his main, what he thinks, when he gets up, what does he need today, in order to keep himself satisfied, is another way of the Emes away. Person knows that the Emes person is the neshama. That's the Emes Chaylik of the Udom, which is Kaim Le'ol Me'elomim, is the Neshama of the Mensch. And even more bepashtus, the Hagayshim of a person is more than the Tzarchat Olim Hazeh. The Hanuas that the person gets from Olim Hazeh can't replace the Hanua a person gets from being Mekayim, his Tafkid, and his Tzivim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzavah. The Vim Nam and the Chodesh HaVuvus says, when a person is Oisek Ben Yuna Olam Hazeh, it should be like, he's a Suche, a person has been taken on a job to work in somebody else's field. Does his job Hayal Neimah, and he's just not looking at it as if this is his field. He's put this is his life. This is where he's putting his emphasis. He's a sukha. He's getting paid to work in somebody else's field. So you know, Olam Hazeh, one has to look at it as if it's oisik besudah shel achayim. Hashayim kan toile mitzvahs is kili oisik besudah shelo. This is his tarchas. This is his olam. This is his need. This is what he's looking at. This is ta'ilek v'tachlis lo'olam olam. I can say it in many aspects. For example, one could pick Mitzvah Sukkah. One could look at Mitzvah Sukkah, first something in the house, somebody knocks on the door, comes correctly, so one could say, no, it's busy now, right? Look, someone's coming, it's a Tircha, mustn't be Mevaz Uni, mustn't be the Mitzvah, go to the door, give him something. The Amish can look completely differently. The Zohar says that when a person wants to, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to send a matun, a present to a person, sends him a uni, in order to mezak him, but mitzvah sukkah. So on his knock by the door for the Uda man, one could look completely differently. So the matun of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me a matun in order to mezak him, mitzvah sukkah. So when I'm to the door, matun of Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm a din yivayezach b'chlam. As it becomes the master, one of the meluchim had a Yiddish star who was very mekezim, a big chucham, and he was also a big oyster. I think the name was the Shemesh Mevina. So the mayor once said to him, "I would like you please to write up all your assets, everything you own. I'd like to have an exact detail." The reason was because the as usual the sulem and so the other the oyster mekerum lemalchus. Well, Malchef and the Melech, he's a Ganef, and he's just making money, he's not a serious citizen. So, and he was a big guy. He said, "You want to make a list of everything you own?" So he came back, and he gave him a list of a piece of paper, and it came out to a certain amount of money. So the Melech knew this is only a fraction of the money that you have. He got very angry. What's this? This is how I asked to make a serious count of how much money you own, and you bring me this small amount. So the Shem Shavina says, "No, this is Amos. You asked me to bring the money I own, that's mine. So I made the chesh, all the money that I give to Stoker, and no, 100% this money no one can take away from me. No ganef can take away the money of sukkah that I gave away, and that's chesed mine. It's shuma le'olim abu. The money that I had here is not dafka mine. It may be mine now, maybe tomorrow someone can take it, even if I give it out on something, tomorrow it will be gone. Oh, but the money that you asked me to give you, the money that belongs to me, that I own, this is why I gave you the money which I gave up to Stukka. Once I had a similar master from the Fisher Tereva, that he once had an old hat, somebody bought him a new hat. Then the Uni came and said, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have a kabagu with him. So he gave away his new hat and he told him, here, you take my new hat. So someone said to him, why, if you're ready, okay, you want to give away your hat, give away your old hat, we're giving you a new hat. So Madaiga, the Kavisha Tzrebbe, not saying everyone can copy Zara Madaiga. So Kavisha Tzrebbe said, look, why give away here for Ulam Azay, that would be my Ulam Abu. If I can give away the old Kapalich, Ulam Abu, then Ulam Abu, I'll have the old Kapalich. So I might as well give away the good Kapalich, and Ulam Azay, I'll go with the Shvacha Kapalich. Ulam Abu, I'll have the good Kapalich. So, this is a small Mamadaya. This is what Kudish Baruch Hu, the first city to Abu Mavini, before the Eschel Goy Gud, before the city of Kudish Baruch Hu. Abu Mavini should know what's the pshat of Am Yisrael. The Am Yisrael is different than the Emes Mo'elam. It's how the Am Yisrael have a Nishmat of the Kari Ma'al, which is in the days of the Tzucha. And in order a person to be Zoycha, to be Mefarnes, the Neshomer should have Oichel, Elevishim, Mo'elam Abu, I have to do mitzvahs, and it's not the pshat that he's just doing a psechov da kudish baruch hu. That, you should look at it, that is his life, that's what he needs, this is his oichel, this is his malbishim, that is what he's going to use. Lo'im elomim bo'olam abu. Meile, kudish baruch hu says, lech lechum baruch. You should know this nesoyim, this mitzvah you're going to mekayim, it's not pshat to being mekayim, epsa mitzvah, l'shem ha-kudish baruch hu. Lech lechum, this is the mitzvah is the master, the chud is the chayv, this is your need. You look at it as if you're going now to be mefanis yourself. This mitzvah is what you need as a personal, as the chayv of a personal, to mekayim, to bring out your tachlis and your te'elis. This is what you're going to do by going out from another bite of lichot. Don't look at it as if it's a sacrifice, a given away. I've had it a sacrifice, a given away. But the sacrifice is lechu, for your te'elis, for yourself, for your own need. That is what you're going to be getting out of being mekayim this mitzvah. And this is, as I said before, there's a limit of lekeluni, how to have the right look at the kiyum of Toidei Mitzvahs Bechlal. To finish with a vort I had also yesterday, a beautiful vort B'Shem Hagun of Shimon Shkot. It says, mentioned at the beginning, the Yilush Nadasha, that Yai B'Rucho B'Chu Chalismel, that the Chassim will be Mugen Avruon. So, this we saw this vort already in previous Surah, the Magal HaMekis says, it's the Remez of the Toldos of Am Yisrael. The first, the Gemunda says, Pine Toide, then was Avoide. In other words, there was first Abu Mavini, brought the Karis Pulti Matan Toide. Then was the Bismigdash, was Amido Avoide. Then, after the Chom Amigdash, there's no Avoide, there's no Kabulis. Then the Bimkam Avoide, but Amido Avoide is not Al Tila, and Amido Toide is also Al Gishvach, it's Al Hagulis. So the only Amoy that's when can be Mekayim, the Shleimus, before Mashiach will come, will be the Amoy of Gminat Chassidim. So therefore, we say, Bechu Chosman, the Chassimah of the Gulis, the end of the Gulis will be the Nidushah Shem Avruvini, Mekayim Chesed, the Gifah Ben Evi. So Shem Shkab says the same word, but as it was a different Nekizim. Yitzchak was born in the house of Avruvini, Bestaat toch een kai Yitzchak. Yankov, dus even Chiyovet, had de zijde Avraham Avinu, his father Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was the one who came from a father like Tedach. Oyvid Avoyd Zura. Avraham Avinu was Meshabed, the Talmud, to be Leuchem, gegen the Avoyd Zura. And he became a kai Avraham. Before Mashiach will come, the Pusha says, the Bizua of Leile Leichem, Kiyem Ledra Hashem. There will be the time when people come from the worst places with the schwachste upbringing, whoever with the schwachste the finest, and will be able to tell themselves, tell them will be able to turn themselves about, turn themselves over and become Avodah Hashem. That's the pshat. B'chur choytnu. But before the Yileh will be such a riach of tshiva, such a riach of Avodah Hashem, and there will be ever, that the Klavis will be b'kayach in the Tzchit Arum Evini, that even the people who become from Mishpuchas, and whoever will have the Tzernit, that come from Batem, like Tzedach, and in Kol Zoyz, will be Avodah Hashem, b'tok Ahava, 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 b'tok